Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Yes. You're not going to find too many guys like this guy. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Good afternoon, sir.
How do you do?
Joe sent me a picture yesterday, I guess. He sent me a picture of my 45 ACP in the white, which I guess that means it has no finish or anything on it, right?
Correct.
And it had been taken out and shot. Test fired. I was impressed with the group. What did you think about it? Who shot it? Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin shot that freehand at 25 yards.
Yeah. I was impressed by that group.
Yeah, I thought it shot really good.
Yeah.
Yep, he's actually working on it right now.
Yeah. So I texted Joe earlier today, and I was like, hey, can I get a magwell on that? Joe just comes back flatly, no. Not, and then but then he explained to me that, you know, can't find any right now. So that's part of the problem. So now I have my next request and see if you think you could do that. And if it's no, too, I, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you right now, I expect you to tell me no. You ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
So can I have the same kind of grips as Sylvester Stallone in the movie Cobra?
No.
See, I told you. I note it, but I thought I would ask anyway. I would imagine that would be a good gun to have those kind of grips on, even though, you know, Stallone gets out there and makes this thing about all this great control he has, and he's shooting 9mm.
Yeah. A lot of these people that shoot guns on TV don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, so. But I do like the grips. I would like a set of those grips and some of those matches that he uses to set people on fire that he strikes across the cocking serrations on the gun. So, yeah.
Right.
That's my latest request, and that's the last two I'm going to make on that until it gets here. And then when it gets here, I'm going to be thrilled beyond belief. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
So that is an interesting question, though, that you just asked. What kind of grips, I mean, like, your options are basically shark skins, Aluma grips, CC Aluma grips, or probably some wood grips that I have around.
Well,
it would be smooth. So I guess, you know, the question is, what kind of grippiness do you want?
I would like to feel it a little bit, but I don't want it to be so textured, because I'm going to carry this gun.
Right.
I think I'm going to be able to carry this gun. I've got a bunch of holsters that DeSantis sent me. I said, I've got this 45 ACP coming from Joe Chambers, and they've been laying here all this time, and I've got these great inside-the-waistband holsters, so I'm going to be carrying this gun. I just don't want a grip that while I'm carrying the gun, digs a little channel into my kidney.
Gotcha.
And beyond that, as far as the way it, the shark skin grip, what does that feel like?
It feels like it'll dig its way into your kidney.
I thought it might. I thought it might.
Yeah, it's, the shark skin grips are pretty, well, I was actually just on the phone with a client buddy of mine before the radio show, and we were talking about it because I'm working on a gun for him, and he says, man, I got to have some of those shark skins on this gun, too. I love them on my 9mm. He goes, there's a grip that keeps on giving. You grip those grips, and they never let go. And I says, yeah. I says, you're right. I says, they're not very fun during a 500-round range session, but, you know, hey.
That's what I'd like you to think about. I'd like you think for you to think about a grip that would serve me well in a class.
Okay.
You know, and I leave that to you. Depending on the finish and, you know, the way Kevin, you know, whatever, however he accents it or whatever, as far as the color of the grip, you know. I like contrast.
You like blue?
Huh?
You like blue?
I can only see blue if I wear my chroma sunglasses.
Yeah, that's right. Colorblind.
Yep. It, you know. To me, color, that kind of, I mean, I have seen pink and yellow, and I actually like pink and yellow. I don't think I want my grips to be pink and yellow, though.
No, that would be weird.
Yeah, that's a little too far into that one, but I just like contrast. Like, if the gun is a lighter color or a lighter finish, then a darker finish on the grips would be cool, and vice versa.
Gotcha.
And vice versa, because this is going to get, I showed pictures of this today. I showed the picture. Joe sent me the picture. And I said, hey, man, can I use this picture? He said, just make sure you point out that it's in the white, because I guess there were a bunch of guys that were going to, a bunch of critics out there. But, I mean, that gun shot a really impressive group to be in its state of construction, because it has nothing on the sides. There's no texture on the sides. It had no grips on it. It's not going to have any backup sights at all, so it had the optic on it. And Kevin's a pretty good shot.
Yeah, he's a very good shot. He is when he's on, he's really, really exceptional.
Right.
He's not, you know, he doesn't have as much time behind the trigger as Brandon myself, but he, when he's on, he's really on.
Well, I look forward to seeing his work. So far, I'm very impressed with that. I would have to characterize your guns, too. I've been thinking about this. Your guns, while we've talked about, hey, well, you know, you can pay $6,000 for a gun that looks cool. Your guns are sort of like wolves in sheep's clothing, aren't they?
Well, I suppose you could say that.
Well, I mean, there's nothing particularly. Joe's guns have a look. Primarily, it's going to be the trigger. It's also going to be maybe in the contours of the slide. But beyond that, unless you know what you're looking at, it just looks like your standard run of the mill. Unless he's done some special stuff for some people. Joe could make a 1911, 2011 look very striking.
Did you see the Siamese twins?
I did not. I'm going to have to go. Are they on Instagram?
Yeah.
I'll go and look it for them while we're in the middle of the break. But, yeah, I want to. Yeah, this gun is going to be, it's a working man's gun, and I'm going to put it to work. I am going to put it to work. I'm already trying to figure out the rig and all the other stuff and how I'm going to carry it, and how I'm going to carry it in gym shorts, and how I'm going to carry it this way, and how I'm going to carry it with a belt, and, you know, yeah. You hang on for me, if you will. You can find Joe. You can find what he does at ChambersCustom.com. If you're in the market for this type of gun, go there. It's worth the wait. You're going to get every dime. Every dime's worth out of that gun. Whatever you spend on it, it's going to be worth every dime. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns and everything. With the guns, I did not go look for the twins. I was getting a bunch of messages. But with a lot of the guns that you make, are there people that come to you and say, you know, this gun is going to be a gun I'm going to carry, and then they proceed to carry it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
As a self-defense weapon. So what is the, what, is it going to be a double stack, single stack? What are most of these people, where does it seem to fall down?
Oh, we sell a lot more wide bodies now than we do single stacks.
I can fully understand that one. I fully get that because, one, you put those with the MBX magazine. And the MBX magazine runs like a Swiss clock. And you combine that with your gun, and then you've got a quite the potent little package. I guess they're probably trying to carry it in a more secure manner than I carry a gun during the day, I guess. That's been...
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, you know, there's a lot of guys that are carrying these guns on duty, and so they, you know, they need more capacity. Although, you know, there's a guy out there right now that's running a YC squared on duty.
Really?
And he loves it. Yeah, it's single stack, and he loves the heck out of it, man. He just thinks it's the bee's knees. He posted a video up today on the gram of shooting a 22422 drill, and he's just burning it down low light. I'm like, wow, dude, that's super fast. And he replied back, he goes, it's easy to shoot fast when the gun doesn't move. I'm like, well, there is that.
I'm trying to find the twins.
It'll be like the third post down, I think. So you got today's, yesterday was the anniversary, and then, it should be like the third post down.
The Siamese twins, with over 200 hours on the set, 45 plus of which were polishing. It's official, he's back. Yeah, those are beautiful. Those are beautiful.
They're pretty hot, huh?
Yeah, they are. And is this, now, you know, they, well, at first glance, as I'm looking at it, with that dust cover... But it doesn't have it. I thought I was looking at it, and I thought I saw the browning cut on it, but it doesn't have that. I've never seen one of your guns polished to that degree, though. That's a really serious polish job.
Yeah, it is. A lot of time.
It's like a black mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a spine running down the top of the slide, or is that just an optical illusion because I'm wearing my glasses?
No, that's actually ball cuts. So it's got ball cuts on the top of the slide. It's got ball cuts on the underside of the slide dust cover, the underside of the frame dust cover.
Right.
And then the front and back of the grip have ball cuts.
Am I to suppose that some client of yours has ordered these two guns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the client ordered those several years ago.
And who did?
The client of mine ordered them several years ago.
Okay. And now they're 45s?
One is a 45 with two barrels. It has a threaded barrel and a non-threaded barrel.
Right.
And the other one is a 9mm with an extra 38 super barrel.
That's an interesting set.
It's a lot of dead gum work.
Yeah, well, just the polishing part. That would be the part that would be getting me. What kind of grips are these that I see on this?
Those are wood grips. They're desert ironwood. They came from my buddy Bob over at Cherokee Hills.
For those of you that are, we're talking about something on Instagram. Go to Instagram, look for Chambers Custom Pistols, and go look at the Siamese twins, because they are Siamese twins. They look like they were separated at birth. Beautiful guns. I'm going to suppose these are going to be functional guns though, as well.
Oh, yeah, I shot them a bunch. Yeah. Hundreds of rounds each. Yeah, they're pretty nice.
I'm very, I'm very, The thing about the working man's gun that I like the most is the simple idea that... have you ever seen that movie Gator?
No.
How have you not seen Gator? That's Burt Reynolds. Anyway, they're going to stick him in there, and they're going to stick him in there undercover and everything, and they want him to be a moonshine runner or drug runner or whatever it is they want to be. And they give him this Ford LTD that looks like it's been torn asunder, which is, your guns don't ever look like they've been torn asunder. But when you pop the hood, it looks like a Ferrari underneath the hood, right? Your guns, you retain a very clean, almost minimalist look as far as making them look too fancy, besides the optic, which is a very modern touch, or is becoming a more regular touch nowadays. And but it's when you get under the hood that these things really begin to take off, don't they?
Yeah, the insides of them are just pretty much flat out, wide open.
The thing about Joe's guns, if you do call Joe and you are ordering a gun from Joe, the thing to remember is this. He's going to ask you, do you want this, this, or this? And as it goes on, he'll continue to ask you, do you want this, this, or this? He's never going to ask you twice the same thing. But just remember this. You're going to have to find a holster for this when you do. So, like, probably one of the toughest, just absolute stunning-looking guns to me is any of those that you have with the full under-dust cover. You know, the full, that goes all the way to the end of the slide.
Right.
I mean, when I see the end of that, I'm just thinking, my God, look at that gun. But then you got to find a holster for that.
Right.
So that's where the problem becomes. So just bear that in mind when you go there. You can go too far with Joe's guns, even though when you get it, you're not going to believe what's going to happen. You're going to pull that trigger the first time, and then you're going to sit back. And remember, I told you this. When you pull the trigger the first time on your first Chambers custom gun, you're going to look at yourself. You're going to go find a mirror and look at yourself and say, Bill was right. Bill was right. Go follow him at Chambers Custom Pistols at Instagram. And look at some of this work he's got going on. Look at some of these pistols he's got going on. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, in which 10 people were killed, pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. Peyton Gendron is facing 10 counts of first-degree murder. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown spoke following the arraignment.
It is a new month, but we will never forget what happened last month on May 14th when 10 precious members of our community were murdered.
USA Radio News. President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings in the United States. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 Eastern time. Energy costs are up as the price of oil remains high. The Biden administration is suggesting renewable energy as one long-term solution to this issue. In Tampa, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says they are working to ensure people can afford renewable solutions as the price of energy rises.
This price hike that we are seeing globally will likely remain high. And so we want to make sure that at the same time as we are calling upon an increase in supply, that we are also accelerating our future to clean energy solutions.
She says the president is calling on Congress to provide tax breaks for the purchase of electric vehicles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, 1911 University, which my, we're not a 1911, but my lever gun has come back from a slicking up job. That's great, Bill. I think that's stupendous. Joe, are you still with me?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
But there was more that you were going to say more.
Well, I mean, it. Okay, so I say it has come back. It is ready for me to pick it up.
Gotcha.
It is ready for me to pick it up. My loading gate on that, as you know, with those rails that you put on the bottom, is blocked. So it is easier for me to load the gun through the side gate. Now, the problem with the side gate on that gun, as it was when it got here, was that it also, one time it grabbed my finger and extracted a bit of DNA. So then
that
I decided
stinks.
I want, huh?
That stinks.
Yeah. So then I decided at that point to try to get it slicked up. I was going to send it off, but I have a sponsor here locally that you and he would get along lovely, swimmingly, because he is absolutely about doing things the exact perfect way each and every time. He won't let anything go until it's perfect. And he has had it for about a month, and he finally got it slicked up for me. So
nice.
So I did that. Now, I don't know if you've shot it, but like when you're trying to... See, I have a compensator on the end of this. So I can run this thing fairly quick over the, you know, the course of those four rounds that are in it. And I was running into something with my Henrys to where on the fourth and final round there was a little hitch pulling the loop back up.
Okay.
So I wanted that polished away. And I had a choice. I could send it to somebody in Oklahoma or I could take it across town.
Oh, I would definitely take it across town.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting that. I'll be getting that. I'll probably go get that about the same time this other gun is ready to ship. So very shortly, it's going to be like Christmas in June for me.
Nice.
Plus, he's also redoing. He built for me a Poly 80 10 millimeter. And then he shot it, and he wasn't really happy with it. So now he's been redoing the Poly 80 10 millimeter.
Gotcha.
Now, I've got more 45 ACP ammo. I've got 3,000 rounds of 45 ACP. I have about 200 rounds of 10 millimeter. So you can only imagine which one I'm going to shoot more of.
Yeah, that's not very much.
No, it isn't. It's not very much at all. So I've got to find some more of that and all that other stuff. But I very shortly, I'm going to be having some fun. Now, while I'm thinking about it, do you have any of the guns that I might be able to get to review after this gun gets here, though?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a pile of guns here.
Okay.
I have a pile of stuff.
Pile of stuff.
A pile of stuff that I'll be getting ready to send it out to you one at a time over the next few months, I think.
Now, you asked me something about blue grips. Would this blue grip be one of your chamber's custom blue grips?
Yes.
Stick that on there.
You like those?
I like those. Okay. I got my Chroma sunglasses because I wanted to look at this finish, and I got my Chroma sunglasses, and I was looking at the... at the two pistols above it from Bobby Bourbon there, and it's always the same. It's always the same cast of Chambers Custom aficionados. If one guy has eight, there's nobody out there right now, unless he just got his first gun, that only has one Chambers Custom gun, is there?
No. Well, there are. Not many.
Well, I don't know. Have you had to break anything down lately in 1911 University on Patreon?
We did the other day I did a Kimber. It was pretty bad. Guy's had it a long time. He's only has about 600 rounds through it because it won't function. It's a lightweight Kimber. And, so it has feeding issues because back when Kimber built this gun, they did not yet put ramp to barrels in there, and they didn't have a way to put a insert in for the ramp, for the frame ramp,
right?
Like Ruger does, and yeah, it's a mess. I've got a bunch of work to do to make it actually run.
I've owned a Kimber. I really wanted to like it.
Sure.
The first thing that I found to be interesting with it was that they recommended I shoot it 500 times before I worry about hitting anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I found that remarkable because at that particular moment, that was the most expensive handgun I'd ever got my hands on.
Right.
And so... having said that, I was a little taken aback by that, but then I shot it, and then as I became more and more aware of what was going on with the gun and everything, and I just found that to be a little off-putting because I'd owned many Rock Islands, and you know the Rock Islands, they want you to do the same thing too, but they're about less than half the cost of a Kimber.
Yes.
And I can't honestly say that the Kimber that I had, besides it looking so cool, I can't honestly say that it actually shot any better than the Rock Island Armory.
No, they don't. I mean, I've done reviews of a bunch of both of those over the years, and I'll take a Rock Island any day over the Kimber. It's just a better all-around gun. The build quality's better. The parts quality's better. You know,
Yeah, and that's a shame because I think the Kimber guns, I like the way they look. I like the way they feel. I like they seem to have a decent balance.
Look cool.
Yeah.
But it's a really good example, and I talk about this in the review. It's a really good example of what marketing can do for you. You know, they're the master of marketing. They have been for years. Everybody that knows anything about them knows that. And you know, it is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. It is a shame, no doubt about it. Although, you want to get any more Dan Wessons to look at?
I actually got one in today.
Yeah.
Got a Dan Wesson specialist in.
There's sort of the
light rail.
In terms of a gun that's coming straight out of the factory that is a no-frills gun, that's sort of a diamond, isn't it?
Yeah, they're really quite nice, to be honest with you. For the money, they're hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up on the next break, and I have another gun that I've been waiting for a while for, coming from Joe. And I think it might be sometime next week. And when I get it, while I will have been sitting back saying, I wonder when this gun's going to get here, when I finally get it in my hands, none of that's going to matter. Because I'm going to have shooting excellence in my hands. And I'm going to have a gun that wants to run. I mean, it's just...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. You know what I'm going to do when this other gun gets here, Joe?
What's that?
I'm going to take both of my Chambers guns, and I'm going to go to my Bonsai dealer's place, and he's got a few imported $10,000 Japanese white pine trees.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna build up that whole samurai motif of the weapon and the zen, and I'm gonna be shooting some Instagram photos for that. I'm sure that on my Instagram account I'll get at least 30 likes on that.
I'll make sure Jack shares them.
Okay, I appreciate that. I wish I knew what Jack does. Jack, we're talking about Jack Clemens, who works with Gap Marketing, is my marketing company. Jack is this social media guru. And he'll sit there and he'll look at something and he can tell you, I'll shoot a video and I just post the video. I don't care about the algorithm. I don't care about timing. I don't care about nothing. I shoot the video, I post it. Jack's always waiting for that moment. And somehow or other, he knows the moment. That's what I mean. I wish I knew how he did it.
He studies the algorithms of when people are online.
Yeah.
And then he posts them up, you know, and... You know, he's really good about it. I mean, I've sent him pictures before, and I'm like, yo, dog, post this up. And he's like, I'm going to wait 3 hours. I'm like, yeah, but I want you to post it now. I'm excited about it. And he's like, you'd be more excited about it when you get 800 likes instead of 200. I'm going to post it in 3 hours. Okay, cool. He's like, that's what you pay me for. I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's what I pay you.
There's something to be said for that, because I'll post a video and I will have pulled out all the stops. I will have taken a class on editing. I will go out and license music from, Linkin Park or something to put behind it. Just make it all the way bad as I can make it, just as cool looking as it can be. And then I'll post it and it'll get like, in the first 35 minutes, I'll have 27 views. But then, and it always happens accidentally, then I'll post another one. And I guess it depends on what time it is that I'm posting it. And then I'll post it, and then that thing will just take off. And it'll be like, today I went and checked the mail looking for a gun thing. And that'll just take off. And the other one will be like, today I got one of John Wayne's guns and shot it, and that'll get 27 views.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I mean, I can post up a YouTube video, you know, of me reviewing a gun and talking nice about it, you know, and giving the numbers and everything, and it'll get like, I don't know, 200 views and 5 likes. And I can review something that's just a hot mess, and it'll get 500,000, well, not 500,000, it'll get 5,000 views and 4,500 likes. I'm like, what the heck? I think, you know, people just like bad news. they just like to see a dumpster fire.
I guess.
They just do. It's hilarious. I'm like, I don't understand it, but okay, if that's where we're going.
Well, since my next review of a gun will probably be yours, I was about to say, do I need to start titling my videos Dumpster Fire Part 1?
You would get a ton of, I mean, it's all about that clickbait. You know, you get on YouTube, I know you do this, you get on YouTube and your homepage comes up and there's all the videos and it's based on your history algorithms, what you've watched in the past and what you've liked in the past and whatever. And there's always those videos on there that are like, see this scandal, you know, watch this mystery. And you're like, oh, ooh, that sounds good. And you click on it and it's like, this is why water freezes. Like, what the heck, man? There's no mystery to that. Although, I will say, you know, I got suckered in a little bit into following the trial there in Virginia. And
Depp Heard.
Yeah. Yeah, the Depp Heard trial. And watching some of the videos where they play the audio recordings of those two clowns.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, y'all were both dysfunctional.
Yeah.
But at least Johnny didn't lie about it. He's like, I'm telling y'all, I'm dysfunctional.
I knew Johnny. When Johnny Depp could imitate Keith Wood and make that, Jack Sparrow when he's out there, all right, now we're going to get out of here, and I didn't deserve that, and all that other stuff. And then he just sounded like that for the rest of his life after the first Caribbean's movie. Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And he's been an interesting person ever since then. And I imagine you probably have to be, but at the same time, I mean, some of the stuff that he seems to get involved in seems sort of weird. Plus, he hangs out with a bunch of depressing people. Like, he really liked Hunter S. Thompson. Do you know who that was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, you know.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that guy. And, of course, he committed suicide. And don't know how that affected Johnny.
Yeah.
Of course, but, yeah, I've been watching a lot of the excerpts of it just because it's like Johnny Depp went out there and he hired Perry Mason. And Amber Heard went out there and hired Joe Pesci from My Cousin Vinny.
Dude. Amber Heard's lawyer is hilarious.
Yeah. Now they're out there.
She'd be making the judge really mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need a minute. Can I just have a minute?
Yep.
And the judge is like, you've had all the minutes. Hurry up. Finish.
And now that we're going to probably see more of it because they're going to appeal the decision.
Oh, yeah. You know they're going to appeal it.
But. Anyway, yeah, yes, YouTube can be a hot mess if you don't watch out what you're watching for. I mean, so that's why I don't get around Jack that much. I don't think Jack lives in Michigan anymore. I think he moved back down to the southeast, Georgia or Alabama or something.
He's in Georgia.
Yeah, so I mean, I need to get where he is and just listen to him for a bit when he's not paying attention to what I'm doing. Try to learn his secrets.
Yeah. Just give him a call.
That would probably be a giveaway, don't you think? If I, hey, Jack, what you got going on? Hey, listen, tell me some secrets. Wouldn't that be sort of a giveaway that I'm looking for his secrets?
No, he's pretty easy to get along with. I've known Jack since the 90s.
I'm watching a YC squared run right now with some guy with a Hawaiian shirt and a very impressive mustache. Who's that?
Yeah, that's Dameron.
Okay.
He's a police officer. That's the guy that was shooting it in the dark.
I hate to tell you this, but he looks like he would fit in really well with the cast of Super Troopers.
He probably would.
I mean that as a compliment, though.
Of course.
But anyway, we're going to run out of time before it's over with, so maybe by the time the next 1911 University comes up, we'll be talking about the 45 ACP that is here, if it actually, if things go well. And then very shortly after that, you'll be seeing me go to the range, and I will do a gratuitous expenditure of ammunition running those two. Running my two, both of my working men's guns. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.